the way I look at it is that any effective deterrences put in place for drivers who are disqualified by the courts is we can put on a register can only be good for the public, that maybe people wouldn't realise that these people are on the roads, they shouldn't be on the roads. A lot of people don't know who's disqualified, whether it's their next-door neighbour, whether it's, in our case, a man from Northern Ireland who is disqualified from driving. I feel anything that can reduce the number of road deaths or serious accidents on the road is always welcome. As far as I'm aware, this is only people that have gone through the courts and that have been disqualified through the courts. I think it doesn't apply to anybody who occurs like 12 penalty points and lose their licence. They wouldn't be on the name and shame. Those only people that has been convicted through the courts, as far as I'm aware. But I definitely think the licence needs to be taken off them as well. Worst point of contact, they should have to surrender their licence within so many days to the courts if they don't have them with them to the courts 10 days. Like, there's a lot of issues needs to be sorted, but if it's a deterrent, we need to start somewhere to deter these people from thinking that it's okay to go out. If you have 300 odd road traffic offences and you don't have a care in the world,